Gandhi Jayanti. And when one talks about Gandhi, the first thing that comes to mind is a spinning charakha weaving the powerful khadi. Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif, and today we are joined by Santosh Kaulagi of the Janapada Seva Trust. Mr. Santosh Kaulagi has established Hosa Jeevanadhari, which translates to a new way of life and is a center of sustainable living alternatives, and he has also started a khadi unit there. Hi, welcome to DH Radio, sir.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Sir, my first question to you is, not many know what khadi is. Can you explain and shed some light on the close links between Gandhiji and the khadi?
Yeah, the khadi is a fabric for many people. Mm-hmm. Khadi is a fabric which is hand-spun and hand-woven fabric is called khadi. And it was a traditional the weaving method and traditional spinning which was happening in India for centuries. By the time Gandhi entered into the political arena of India, it was almost the industry, the weaving and the khadi industry was diminishing because of the mill-produced fabric which was coming from England that took all the cotton. Most of you who know the basic history of India knows that the cotton went all the way from here to Manchester and they came back as a finished goods. Mm-hmm. Because of that, a lot of artisans in rural India lost their livelihoods. The spinners, the weavers, the yarn dyeing people, block printing people, a lot of people lost their job. At the same time, the companies of the England started making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So Gandhi thought it's high time for Indians to encourage local artisans, local production instead of the mill-made products. And he took khadi as a symbol, as a tool to fight the British people. So it became a very important activity in India after the independence. And he brought the khadi again to the limelight of India. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people went behind it and started wearing khadi. So khadi became a symbol of fighting British and as well as getting Swaraj.
Sir, and you had established a khadi unit at the Janapada Seva Trust. Now, how has time tested the unit, sir?
The khadi, even though the khadi is fabric, the fabric is a byproduct of the whole khadi idea. Khadi is, it's a means to become a better human being. In the process of you becoming a better human being, a fabric comes out as a byproduct. Okay, khadi is not just a fabric. But unfortunately, after independence, Gandhi told about all this, Gandhi emphasized all this, but people just took it as a fabric. So Gandhi was showing you the moon through his finger, but we just looked at the finger, we didn't look at the moon at all. That is the whole problem of the khadi. So the government took over khadi after the independence. The khadi commission came to existence. Khadi board came to existence. And it just became a material. The spiritual dimension, the moral dimension of khadi slowly diminished. So we ended up looking khadi as a fabric. And the government thought we should give subsidy for this. Mm-hmm. And the artisans thought it is just weaving is their own the responsibility. Mm-hmm. The moral dimension slowly took the back bench and the only fabric came to the front branch. So in the Melkote, even though our khadi institution is recognized by Khadi Village Industries Commission, the Janapada Khadi, the Khadi Dant, our center, mm-hmm. we are trying it to bring it to the real spirit of the khadi, what Gandhi and Kumarappa told. And it is completely a people-centered khadi. It is not a very big unit. It's a small unit. But we are trying to bring back all the spirit of khadi into the Janapada khadi activity in Melkote. Mm-hmm. It has been working from last 30, 40 years. And it's lot of ups and downs are there. But again, you see lot of enthusiasm and the interest in khadi with the young people. So they are all coming back to khadi. A lot of young weavers are coming. Mm-hmm. And the buyers are, the consumers are quite aware about the whole thing now. They are ready to pay a better rate for the product and buy it. Mm-hmm. So we have completely made it a people-centered Khadi, and it is doing well.
Coming back to running this unit, right? What are the challenges, sir? What are the challenges in running this such a unit?
Challenges are the very first thing, the skill has gone. To come back to you, the whole rural India is skill-based community. Unless you have skill, you can't survive in rural India. Okay? So because of the modernization and schooling and all that, and all these skills, the artisans, they used to acquire at a very tender age. A weaver's son used to work with his father at the age of 5 or 6. He used to play with the bobbins, used to play with the thread, and he used to play with the yarn. At the same time, a potter's son used to play with the clay at a very young age. So he used to acquire the skill by the time he acquired 15 or 16 years. Now, till 20 years, we sit in the classroom. We don't acquire any skill at all. The only skill we acquire is to operate the keyboard of the computer and the mobile phone. Other than that, we don't have any skill at all. So the skill has gone. And to acquire that skill, you need a lot of physical and mental preparation, which has gone. And we want to be very fast. To acquire this skill, you need a lot of patience. It is like learning a violin, you see. It doesn't happen overnight. You need to spend a lot of time and energy to do that. To bring back that skill is a very difficult task that we are facing. And the other thing is, compared to other activities, when they compare it to other activities in urban centers, people think they are paid less. That is another thing. So these are the few obstacles. And the young people are not interested because they can't acquire that skill that easily. It is easy to be a car driver than a weaver. Because to acquire that skill is very easy. You can learn to be driving in a couple of days and you can become a driver. To become a weaver, you have to spend at least 1-2 years. These skill, we have lost it. Because that is the modern technology has done. They have lost all the skills. All rural skills are diminishing very fast. It is not only for the weaving, any rural activity. That is the biggest challenge now.
So now coming to that part, like what's the status of the handloom industry today in the country? So has it lost its vibrancy?
Yes, it has. But it has lost its vibrancy because of the policies of the government. And the lack of awareness among the consumers. So these are the few things. Because the government has a very stepmotherly attitude towards all this. Because they say they are promoting it. But for example, there is a Handloom Act by the government of India itself. So through the government Handloom Act, there is a Reservation Act. You can weave few garment fabrics only on handloom, like a sari, like a towel or a dhoti. You are not supposed to weave it in a power loom. It is completely reserved for the handloom. There is a policy, there is an act, but there is no one to execute this. If you execute that, again you can revive all this. But there is a lot of other interest that doesn't allow you to enact all this or to do all this at the grassroots level. Government is spending money, of course. If you ask them, they say they're spending a lot of money on this.
They do exhibitions and...
But most of the time, another thing is, there is no checks to see whether it is, people are not aware, consumers are not aware, which is handloom or which is khadi or which is nilsam. In many cases, people are buying the power loom products thinking that it is a handloom and handmade. But many times it is not handmade or hand spun or hand woven. 80% of the khadi and handloom that you see in the market are all spurious things. They produce in power loom and they sell it as handloom. So if you want to make it on handloom, you have to spend 2-3 days on a handloom. A weaver has to spend 3 days to weave a good handloom sari. At the same time, in a power loom, you can weave 5 to 6 saris in a day. They all come to the urban centers and in the exhibition. They participate in the exhibition. They say it is handloom. The handloom sari may cost you about 2,500. The same design, same pattern, same thing in the next shop. He will sell it at 1,500. He said, this is also handloom. Consumers are not aware. They think this is cheap. they look very similar, mm-hmm. they go for the cheaper version of it. But most of the time it is a power loom product.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's basically man versus machine then.
Yes, that is the conflict it's going on. Mm-hmm. And you need a lot of consumer awareness regarding this. But yeah, that is the thing.
So also a year ago, like if I'm not wrong, a big label had come out with a campaign of Khadi collection, and designers these days are looking for sustainable products like Khadi. What do you make of that, sir?
So some of them have really understood the spirit of Khadi and trying to do it. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, as I told you earlier, the spirit of Khadi has not been understood properly. Mm-hmm. You can make a good design. Mm-hmm. It may look good. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the weaver and the spinner, how much they're earning at it. If you come out with a beautiful a shawl or a stole, selling at 2,000 rupees, at the same time the weaver gets only 50 rupees for his weaving. Mm-hmm. Ethically, it is not a good shawl or a good stole or a good dress, isn't it? So designers should look at this part also, this dimension also. Mm-hmm. It is not just cloth, it is something about that. That is khadi.
Sir, also drifting away a bit, like according to you, what can today's India learn from Gandhiji, sir?
Why, yeah, that is the only thing that we can learn. We have lost the road, no? We have gone to the other track. Mm-hmm. So, whether you like Gandhi or no, it is a different question. The whole environment is going to teach a lesson in another 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. You will not get good air, you will not get good water, the soil is getting depleted. People are losing their jobs. The man, the machine is taking over all the things which was for the human beings to do. Mm-hmm. So, but that's what Gandhi told, very simple things. But we have made it very complicated. Only through learning, going through all these courses, you don't get a good air or good water to drink, then only you will understand it. Then the real Gandhi comes there. Otherwise, it will not come. We have to pay a lot to learn this lesson. That is the problem.
Sir, can you tell us more about the trust, sir? Like, how has it been helping people, especially during this pandemic? And it's been a very, if I can say in a very simple term, disastrous sort of a pandemic. So how has it been helping people?
No, because of the scale itself, our scale is very small. Uh-huh. We could survive very easily. A lot of people came to our help. Especially artisans. There were a lot of small buyers who said in this situation they should come. They felt it's their responsibility to help the artisans. Mm-hmm. All of our 10-15 weavers, they didn't lose their job. They were earning quite efficiently during this crisis also. Mm-hmm. It is because of the scale, it was small scale. A lot of people and the society is involved in the maintaining it. There are a lot of responsible consumers and designers who said they should support, and it's still going on. We didn't stop even for a single day.
So also, your father is a famous Gandhian. And can you tell us one thing that your father had told you which you would like to share with people?
So he didn't put any pressure on us to make us Gandhians. Or he didn't give much talk about Gandhi at all. Because he gave us a lot of exposure. He said he showed a lot of challenges. So when you start addressing those challenges, you start seeing Gandhi there. That is the only. Unless you are in action, you don't see Gandhi. Mm-hmm. Sitting in an air-conditioned room, you can't see Gandhi. If you are in the field working with the people, you are part of the struggle, then you start appreciating Gandhi. There you see Gandhi.
Sir, and my final question to you would be, like, any message to our listeners, sir?
No, because most of your readers or listeners, they are urban people. Okay? There is a lot of awareness. They should do a lot of homework and understanding from the way the producers, the products they come, they use it, you see. Mm-hmm. They simply go into the shopping mall, they take whatever they want, they swipe their card, they come back. Mm-hmm. But most of them, generally, they don't look into from where the product has come from. It's very a genuine product and it's fairly done. If you don't buy anything, it is cheap. Mm-hmm. The cheap means there is an exploitation all the time. But try to buy most of the locally made things. So try to do that. That is the best thing that they could do. That is the best thing that you go to do for those artisans.
All right, sir. Thank you for joining with DH Radio, sir.
Thank you very much.
That's all in today's episode. Tune in this evening on a news update podcast from the newsroom to catch all the exciting developments of the day and to get the news while it's still budding. For latest news and updates, log on to www.deccanherald.com. Check out our e-paper at www.deccanheraldepaper.com. To read news on the go, sign up to our Telegram channel t.me/deccanheraldnews. Keep up with the news from your interested sphere by downloading the all-new Deccan Herald app, in which you can personalize, have a quick glance at news shots, check highlights, and even listen too. You can get it from Google Play Store and Apple App Store, and you can find the links to the same in the description.